your leading rider in New York in 2015, guided Flexibility to that win in the Jerome. He is also up as one of the three finalists for Outstanding Jockey at the Eclipse Awards next Saturday, January 16th, down in Gulfstream Park. And Rod Ortiz Jr., nice enough to join us now here on Express Bet Radio on HRRN. Hi, Rod. It's Anthony and Acacia. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hi, thank you.
Rod, we were talking earlier. Tell me a little bit about Flexibility. This is a horse you rode for the first time in the Remsen, now second, and a win on him. Talk to me a little bit about the progress he made from the Remsen to the Jerome.
I mean, it's a nice horse. You know, they are babies, and they learn every day. And I think the trainer do a great job with the horse, and he's improving. I mean, it's a nice horse. We see what we can do.
You said something after the race on Saturday that he was on top of the horses that were in front of him very quickly. Explain that to our listeners a little bit, just what you mean by on top of those other horses.
I mean, when I asked him, he just responded pretty good. I mean, the other horses come back to me so fast, you know. He accelerated pretty good, and he made the lead early, and, you know, then he was looking around a little bit, but, you know, I think he learned a lot from that one, from that race. It's a nice horse.
It's easy to get Kentucky Derby fever around this time of year. I'm sure you've been asked this question before, but what do you think about this horse leading up to the Kentucky Derby trail?
I think it can be my derby horse because, I mean, he has a nice trainer. He has Chad Brown. I'm sure if he has the horse, he wanna give all the chance and bring it the right way to make it. And if he got some ability to do it, I know the trainer is gonna help him a lot. So I think he has the talent. So we see what happened with him. Hopefully he stay healthy and he stay sound.
Rod, you wrapped up another year leading rider here in New York. You get the honor of being nominated and being a finalist with Javier Castellano, who set the earnings record, and Victor Espinoza, who, of course, won the Triple Crown aboard American Pharoah. What does it mean to you to be considered with two guys like Javier and Victor at such a young age?
I feel good. I feel exciting. You know, it's the first time I've been nominated for the Peace Award. And, you know, it's another goal for me. And thanks all the owners and trainers to help me. Without them, I can do nothing. And my agent do a great job.
You mentioned earlier about the trainer doing a great job with Flexibility. That, of course, is Chad Brown, his trainer. You guys teamed up to win an awful lot of races last year. The decision to stay in New York surprised some people for the winter, considering Chad has certainly his A-string and a ton more horses down in Florida as opposed to New York. What were some of the other thoughts and the process in staying in New York again as opposed to going down to Florida?
Well, you know, I really like to be in New York. I love New York. I like to stay here. I don't know, maybe a couple more years. So we just sit and we talk about it with my agent and, you know, with the other trainers. And, you know, we decide to stay. And, you know, I'm happy with the decision. And, you know, the time is time to go there. I will go too, you know. I'm ready. So anytime, anywhere, I mean, anytime can happen. I can go there, but I like to stay here, so...
You've had a really tremendous 2015, and congratulations on all of your successes, especially here in New York. Looking forward to 2016, what is your game plan, if you will? What do you think is the key to staying at the top?
I mean, just stay healthy and sound. That's all I want. And, you know, I just need the horse, like everyone. they give me the right opportunity and, you know, the right horse that I think will be available to bring it to the wire. So just say thanks God and stay healthy and sound and everyone to help, everyone to help me in the 2015, you know, if they stay helping me in this year. So hopefully I got a good year or a better one. I don't know. I'm going to try to make it possible. I'm going to try to improve. And if no, we're going to keep trying, you know. It's all what we can do.
We're talking with Jockey Rod Ortiz Jr. He was the leading rider on the NYRA circuit in 2015 for the second consecutive year. He won 281 races. Rod, how important is it, how good is it to look back in the standings and be able to enjoy all of your success with your little brother, Jose, who was second with 237 winners last year at NYRA? How much does it mean to you to be able to share all of your success with your brother?
It's great, you know, you feel great, but it's, no, in the track it's different because when you go out there, you don't look for nobody, you know, you just try for the trainer and owner and you try to win, everybody want to win. I'm happy for him. If he, you know, he win all the races that he win, and I'm happy for me too. It's great. We are blessed. I think, you know, thanks God, we stay healthy, sound all year around, and he make everything possible.
Finally, Arad, we'll go back a few months. Your first Saratoga riding title this year, at the age of 23. When you think back to the other jockeys that have won titles up there, John Velasquez, Javier Castellano, Ramon Dominguez, Jerry Bailey, of course, the great Angel Cordero, what does it mean to you to be in the company and to have your name said in the same breath as jockeys like those?
That was great, you know, that was great. I mean, that was great, Saratoga. I mean, everybody helped me. My agent worked every day, worked hard, like always, and, you know, and we got lucky. We, you know, we did it. We did it. We worked for it. We do everything possible, and thanks God, come true. The dream come true.
Well, you're a fine rider. Deserve nothing but the best. Continue to stay safe. Continue your great success and good luck with flexibility on the road to the Kentucky Derby. Arad, thank you for some time tonight.
Thank you.